Chapter 14. It seems like we have two parties looking for different things, Nan said as she turned on her coffee pot, then took five mugs out of the cabinet. That's why it's critical that we try to get Ruth to remember who knocked her out. If it wasn't Barry, then it could be our second suspect, Lexi said, taking a seat at Nan's dining room table. And since the family members seem to all have an alibi for the night Nunzio was killed, it makes sense that someone else is involved. Ida grabbed her iPad and started tapping away. I have an idea. Give me a few minutes and I might have something. Well, even though Gina said everyone in the family was at the hotel having a poker game that night, can we really trust them to corroborate each other's alibis? Lexi grabbed a steaming mug from Nan's. If they were all in on it, they could easily lie for each other. That's a possibility, too, Helen said, pulling her chair up next to Ruth and taking Ruth's wrist in her hand. Lexi remembered when Helen had done the same to her, twice, actually. The first time it was to help her remember the specifics of a crime scene, and the other was to help her get rid of an annoying, nervous eye twitch. Both times had been successful, except after the second one, she'd ended up clucking like a chicken every time she took a sip of coffee. Glancing down at her mug suspiciously, Lexi took a sip, then looked up to see if anyone was laughing. Nan's looked up at her. What is it, dear? Did you hear a cluck? No, Nan smiled. That's worn off by now, Lexi, Helen said. Now let's focus on getting Ruth to remember who knocked her out. They fell silent as Helen worked her magic on Ruth, getting her to relax and then taking her back to when she returned from the grocery store that night. Lexi sipped her coffee as she watched Ruth, her eyes closed, face relaxed, recount the events. I just got back from Market Basket. They had a sale on ice cream, so I got 2 gallons for $4, plus some other odds and ends. I had 2 bags, which I carried into the building. What do you see around you as you are coming in? Helen asked. Ruth paused. Nothing. It's just starting to get dark. Wait. There's someone over near the grove of trees in the parking lot, walking this way. What do you do? I'm hurrying into the building. I'm a little nervous. I forgot my pepper spray at home. I should hurry to my condo. Lexi's stomach clenched for Ruth, who was clearly getting a little agitated. Ruth, you're safe with us here at Mona's. You don't have to remember any more if you don't want to. No, it's okay. Ruth appeared calmer. I'm at the door to my place, digging out my keys. Someone is right behind me. Oh! Slow down, Ruth. Tell us what you see. Remember, you're safe. There's 2 of them. But I can't make them out, just shadows. One is a very big man, tall and wide like a gorilla. The other is also tall, but skinny. Lanky, with a long neck, like an ostrich. Ruth hitched in her breath. The next thing I remember is waking up on the couch. Okay, Ruth. When I tap your shoulder, you will wake up feeling refreshed and happy. Helen tapped Ruth's shoulder, and her eyes popped open. Did you get anything useful? Ruth asked. Sort of, Nan said. At least we know there are 2 more people involved and their general description. I don't think Barry fits either one of those. Lexi racked her brain, comparing Nunzio's relatives to the descriptions Ruth had given. None of them fit, but something niggled at her in the back of her mind. She let herself relax, a gorilla, and an ostrich. An image of her bakery came to mind, and her breath caught in her throat. I think I know who they are. You know who the men that attacked Ruth are? Nance raised her brows at Lexi. Well, sort of. I mean, I don't know their names or anything. But two men who match that description have been coming into the Cup and Cake almost every day, Lexi said. They seem to have an affinity for brownies. Nance clapped her hands. That's perfect. All we have to do is hang around the bakery and wait for them to come in. Then we follow them and hope they do something suspicious. Lexi felt her stomach churn. Somehow, following men that knocked out little old ladies and searched their condos didn't seem like such a smart idea. We can get some pictures of them and do a photo search on the internet to find out who they are, Helen said. Photo search? Lexi wrinkled her brow. Yes, we can use TinEye or any of the other photo search sites, and if a picture of them has been posted, it will come up in the search. So any news articles or even family photos will show up. We need to find out what type of gun killed Nunzio, because once we find out who these guys are, we can search the gun registry database to see if they own that type of gun. Nance turned to Lexi. Lexi, do you think you can try to get that information today? Lexi's heart clenched. I suppose I could visit Jack at the station, but I can't guarantee that he will tell me. Bring him his favorite dessert from the bakery, Ruth said. That will butter him up. Lexi looked at her watch. She'd have to hurry if she wanted to get to the bakery, pick up a pie, and pretend like she was just bringing it to the station on a whim. Maybe it would be easier just to get Cassie to ask John. Ida interrupted her thoughts. Speaking of the internet, I found something very interesting about Nunzio's finances. On the internet? Ruth asked. Kind of. Ida winked. Norman's grandson is a bit of a hacker and, well, he helped me take a peek into Nunzio's bank account. Nance narrowed her eyes at Ida. Is that legal? No, but wait until you hear. It seems that Barry might have had enough incentive to kill Nunzio over the will after all. Ida paused, looking each of them in the eye. According to his bank account, Nunzio was worth over $3 million. Ruth gasped. That's impossible. Ida shook her head. It's true. It's all here. She handed the iPad to Ruth, whose eyes widened as she looked at the screen. Well, I'll be. Ruth put the iPad down on the table. He never let on that he had that much money. Not only that, but almost all of it was deposited gradually over the past 2 years. What? But he was retired on a fixed income. Ida shrugged. I know. Makes you wonder what he did to get this sudden influx of money. It sure does, Nan said. And I bet whatever it is was the very thing that got him killed.